Why are moralism, mysticism, and speculation enemies of the Christian faith? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, Broken, 7 Christian Rules That Every Christian Ought to Break as Often as Possible. It's written by regular guest Pastor Jonathan Fisk. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can pre-order Broken by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Broken, 7 Christian Rules That Every Christian Ought to Break as Often as Possible. I almost forgot about Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Got me all worked up. I'm kind of getting sweaty in here talking about running sprints and talking to Jeff on the telephone. My goodness. Well, occasionally we go through the blogs that many people send us. Those listeners, those faithful listeners that have the Issues Etc. widget at their blog. And I know that it might have been missing there for a little while. We just got it back up there. We had a little technical problem that made it disappear. The Issues Etc. widget is on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You get the widget. You put it on your blog if you write a blog, and send us an email letting us know that your blog is there, where it is. And we will consider your blog for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff always picks his, and I pick mine, and then we'll have a link to both of them at our website tonight, issuesetc.org.
Mine just so happens to come from the person that we just read his email, Scott from Puyallup, Washington, Scott Diekman. It's a blog post titled, My Testimony. I was down on my luck, to put it on the, in the vernacular, conceived with no hope in the world. One July morning, I rolled out of bed, ate breakfast, got dressed, and went down to the local church. There, a bald-headed man with a white robe and a green scarf hanging from his neck poured cold water on my head three times, saying, Scott Lynn Diekman, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. At that moment, my life changed. I would never be the same. The man, it turns out, was my Lutheran pastor, but it wasn't really just Pastor Koenig. It was Jesus himself pouring his Holy Spirit into me, saving me, even though I didn't do anything to deserve this wonderful thing that had just happened. You see, it seemed just like any other bath, but my parents, along with Pastor Koenig and other people, taught me what else happened. They taught me what Jesus promised me that day in my baptism, and even though I was just a baby and couldn't understand it all, I still trusted his promises. The Holy Spirit put that trust in my heart. They call that faith. Jesus' word working through that cold water washed away my sin, and he put his name on me. This washing with water buried me with him in his death, and just as he was raised, raises me to new life in him. He promises me that even though I will die on the last day, he will raise me up and I will live with him forever. So now, every day when I roll out of bed, I remember the promises Jesus made to me that sunny day in July. My sins are forgiven and I am saved because I am a baptized child of God. Quite an awesome thing, this baptism. And that's my testimony. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Stand Firm.
All right, you're going to have to buy me a couple seconds here for mine. Mine comes from Brothers of John the Steadfast, that's steadfastlutherans.org. And the blog pick, I won't read all of it, it's pretty long, called The Non-Denominationalists Who Weren't. He says, I don't think the unchurched people that non-denominationalists are trying to reach really buy the line that they're just these primitive, pure doctrine Christians somehow floating above the fray of all those who want to divide the church and complicate things with denominationalism. It's certainly hard to buy that claim when you're sitting in a multi-million dollar complex with a food court and your worship involves laser smokes, spotlights, and a praise band with electric guitars, late 20th century music, and a pastor who sits on a stool as a cultural cliche of emo glasses and a soul patch. Really? This is pure Christianity that is just about loving Jesus? Just a little bit of my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week. The non-denominationalists who weren't, I'll have a link to my pick and to Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, November the 19th, Larry Rast will join us. We'll remember 13th century princess and philanthropist Elizabeth of Hungary. Then George Conger of Get Religion will join us. We'll talk about media coverage of religion, in particular the New York Times. And then a sermon review on this Monday afternoon. We'll review a sermon preached by Pastor David Peterson of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the last Sunday of the church year, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. That's hour two of Issues Etc. next.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This child's soft infant flesh will one day be the sacrifice that pays for our sins.
A Savior who is Christ the Lord, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, and for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the Confession of Peter. You can make a year-end online gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.